You believe evolution is true?
This I believe in.
You believe evolution?
Yeah.
You believe you came from a monkey?
Well, I came from a sea.
You came from a sea?
How did it all start?
Like the man from Atlantis.
Could you tell me how it all started? I'm just curious what your version of the beginning is.
The single cell.
Okay, how did that get there?
Well, that is a mystery.
Okay, so it's faith then. You believe it by faith?
Maybe God created the single cell.
Okay, so now you're okay. Well, listen. Now you're opening things up into a different realm. Then
that's true.
Because now you're still. It's a realm
maybe
of faith.
He stopped there too. He just created the single.
Well, he would still be the creator, though.
That's another version. I've heard that.
Because I mean, I've heard a few different theories of Big Bang and a few other theories, but what'd the Bang come from? I mean, you got to have a.
Well,
you got to.
Nobody, scientists can't even tell you that.
You know, they can. That's interesting, isn't it? And you know, the thing that I think about that that's so remarkable is that they won't admit that they believe what they believe by faith because they can't see it.
Well,
I mean, it's just right there in Genesis, in the beginning, God. That's pretty, in the beginning, God.
I know that. I studied the Bible.
You have?
Yeah.
Did you? Did you do that for a long time or not? Not very much.
To become a member of the church, we had Bible class.
Okay.
So we were just
the catechism classes and stuff.
Yeah, like that.
Brought you in there. So when did you come to the theory of evolution as being how man got here? Or you don't sound like you're super settled on how it all began, though.
Well, no, I just believe in that nature has got us to this point.
Okay. Well, where did nature come from?
Well, nature's just an invisible force.
Well, where did the force come from?
Well, where?
So what you're saying is there's an element of faith to what you believe.
I suppose you could say that.
Okay. Well, I mean, then I have faith.
It doesn't have to be 100% one or the other.
Well, the Bible says there's absolutes. I don't live in an age of relativity like most people do today. But I will say this, that at least you can admit that what you believe is faith, partially faith, because you can't prove it. So then, if I believe that God created the heavens and the earth, and I could show you, and the Bible says the firmament showeth his handiwork, and I believe, so basically we come down to two different things. You have faith that somehow we got here, okay?
Well, when you go back to the Big Bang, that is something from nothing.
Right. So it would have, so I mean, in other words, to get something from nothing is impossible. We all understand. I mean, that's not even science, right? That's science, right? Because science is provable.
It started from what they call an infinite point. That's
right.
That's what they term it.
And you know, it's not fair for some of them to come to the conclusion then that we're just crazy if we believe a God created the heavens and the earth, because they believe that nothing created something.
Well, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
So at least I would encourage you to go back to the Bible, look at creation, and give it a second look, and ask the Lord God that created the heavens and the earth, ask him to reveal that unto you if that's true. And study it and read it. It's just an encouragement. Think about it.
Okay.
All right, have a good day.
Yeah.